Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your peculiar couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, March 21st, 2011.
And this is episode two. We made it!
We weren't laughed out of iTunes. It's awesome.
How you guys doing?
So, I can't believe that we made it to episode two. Everybody's been so great about the podcast, and they said they liked it.
Right, and we got some very good feedback as well.
So, hopefully, I'll take my own feedback. Talk a little slower.
And take my feedback and not say so many ums. But, and sit away from the microphone.
So that he's not super loud and I'm not super quiet. But I'm just glad they were here.
I think you were just quiet just now.
Oh, well, I was quiet on purpose to show them what I would have been like.
Well, you're supposed to preface that.
Well, I didn't have to. I'm sure they got the... Do you know how on the kids shows they go near, far, and quiet, soft, quiet?
This is nearer.
Yeah.
And this is far.
Yeah, kind of like that. But this is not kids shows, so we're going to go right into our weekend. We had an awesome weekend.
Yes, a very awesome weekend. The weather was great, and we got to do some chores. Run some errands, got to play some video games.
Yeah, I actually don't mind running errands because I feel like I'm getting things done. Oh. So it's not so bad.
Yeah, it's almost like, if you think about it, it's almost like questing and or earning achievements in life.
See, Jay has to tell himself that to get through his chores and errands. I don't know what that says about my husband. I have no idea.
And the fun part is checking into four squares. So
he just likes becoming the mayor and ousting everybody else. That's mayor.
I mean, come on. I mean, how cool is it to have a name? Mayor Jay Valentine. Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah, maybe.
I can be like Jerry Abrams. Was it Jerry Abrams?
Jerry.
The Louisville mayor.
Yeah, he was mayor for life.
Mayor for life, but he's no longer mayor. I guess... Hopefully he didn't die.
No, he didn't die. He's running for governor or something like that.
But anyway, so I want to give you an update on what we've been doing on 24.
Yes.
We are now in season six.
I was going to say five.
Yeah, we're in season six. And it is not my favorite, to say the least.
But it's not bad. I think season five was worse than season six.
But you have your reasons for why season five is bad, and we're not going to spoil it for anyone, and
no,
I understand.
I'm not.
And it's not because of the quality of the show or anything. It's just some things happen in season five that make you sad.
Yeah.
So that's the
all. Well, you just gave something away.
But don't know what it is.
Anyway, so
someone dies. How's that? Everybody
that's
dies.
Such a spoiler.
Everybody. Someone dies.
Someone who has never watched 24 before has no idea that someone dies.
Everybody dies. It's about terrorism.
Anyway, so we're on season six, and we have to get through season seven within 9 days. So we have 10 days.
10 days.
10 days to get through season six and seven. We're halfway through season six. About.
Keep cheering for us, party people out there. Keep cheering for us.
We can make it.
We can make it. We're doing about a season a week.
I think roughly. So we have to step it up a little bit.
And on the weekends, we can do a season. I mean, we've done a season before.
So if we get through season six by the end of this week, we can finish up.
On Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Then we'll be on season 8, which is the last season, and there is no deadline for that.
And then we'll start on some other TV show we'll tell you all about. But
and then also this weekend, we had a great conversation about a word. The word is...
Peculiar.
And it's, and the discussion was... It's like, no matter how you say the word peculiar, it doesn't sound right.
It sounds funny.
It sounds peculiar.
It sounds like you're not saying it right every time you say it. And I think I say it wrong every time I say it.
And then what happens is you end up going peculiar, peculiar, peculiar. Peculiar.
And then you sound like you need to go back to first grade.
And you, and sometimes you start laughing at yourself. It's one of those words that if you keep saying it over and over again, I think you would begin to start laughing at yourself.
I start to psych myself out.
And it's like, I'm not saying it right. That reminds me of when I was in school and I was having a hard time spelling the word R. R.
A-R-E-R?
A-R-E. Okay. And there was another word, Y. W-H-Y.
Okay, I'm not even going to touch that.
And
that
what it was, I don't know. I remember this as clear as day. I was in class, and I really had a moment where I was having trouble spelling those words, and it was because it just didn't look right. And it just did. And I don't know why. And it stumped me for a good 5 minutes. And I remember to this day that, and it's funny now thinking about it.
I'm not sure if that's the kind of story you want to tell people.
Well, it's not, but I mean, it's one that I just did, so it's okay. And I really felt like, and I went through, I think I was in fifth grade, and it was like, I felt like I was going crazy. It was like one of those moments where I just didn't feel very intelligent.
I've also had those kind of moments, but...
So...
I feel your pain. I feel your pain. And there's this viral video going around that I'm sure a lot of you have seen. A young girl named Rebecca Black singing the song Friday.
Yes, and before we talk about it here in a second, we're going to play a little clip for you so that you can hear it. And after the clip, we'll be right back with you. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
as you can tell, the songwriting was not the best because in the song, she explains that Thursday comes before Friday and then it's Friday and then Saturday comes after Friday and then Sunday is afterwards.
Yeah, Sunday is afterwards, guys. So, at the beginning of the show, we talked about PBS and a kid's show. So, basically, this song may be one of those songs that you may find on a kid's show. For me... After hearing the story of how this song came about, we'll have a link in the show notes about the story. And basically, it was a birthday present to Rebecca Black from her parents to do a recording. For $2,000, they get a choice of two songs. They get a video, and yes, they get to publish the song, get it produced, and put into iTunes.
It's supposed to give them experience with the music industry.
So, basically, she did this, and she became pretty much, her video, I think, got 23...
It went from 4,000 views to ultimately 23 million.
Million views. So, we have to double check that, but that's fine. But, she ended up being on ABC, CBS, but the attention that she gained was not, this song is so awesome. It's attention that people were saying mean things to her. You know how YouTubers can be. Some of the comments were like, We hope you cut yourself and die.
And that was a little uncalled for.
Yeah, that was the most extreme one that got brought up. And you know how people can be. Once you have the, no one can tell who you are and stuff like that, people begin to say bad things.
Her voice is not horrible, but it's not the best we've ever heard.
And
so she probably didn't deserve everything, but some comments are probably legitimate.
Right, and she doesn't think she's the best singer in the world. She said it herself. And listening to the iTunes version versus the YouTube version, and yes, I bought the iTunes version.
He bought it.
Because I wanted to support her.
He bought it.
I wanted to support her.
Do you buy everything you want to support?
I bought the Bed Intruder song, okay. So there was no reason not to buy this.
Why do you want to support? Oh, so he got out of the projects.
Well, no, that song was just funny. Okay. And, I mean, really, it was. So, I mean, and it had a catchy beat. But for her, I wanted to support her. And plus, she's given a proceeds of some of that money to help out with Japan. And I just felt like we should help the kids that are trying to do stuff. I mean,
you got to do stuff for the kids, everybody. It's for the kids.
For the kids. You know, so, encourage them. Like I said, she didn't say she was the best singer in the world.
No.
She wasn't.
She was honest.
That. And on the video, the reason I said the video doesn't sound like the MP3 was that she didn't sound as auto-tuned. So on the video, for some odd reason, they auto-tuned her up really bad. And I know I'm probably going to get a little flack for this, but I said it earlier, but I blame Glee. I blame Glee for...
No, I'm sorry. The people on Glee sound much better than Rebecca Black.
Oh, they do, but they're also encouraging. So
slightly.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
I'm proud of my mom. This is something else that happened this weekend. My parents are a little old school, little 1976.
Yes.
So buying things offline has come very slowly to them.
Offline?
Online.
Ah.
Off of the internet.
Ah.
Okay.
So
off of the internet. So my dad, a month or two ago, bought a flat screen TV off of Woot.com, which has a different deal every day. And that shocked the heck out of me. And so my mom has been looking for a laptop, and a deal came out, I think it was Saturday.
It was Saturday, because I did my normal wait until 1 a.m. before I go to bed to see what the new Woot is.
And it was a laptop. And so Jay alerted my mom and surprised her by saying that she wanted it. So I am so proud of her. She has an amazing laptop that's going to be better than my dad's
Power PC
that's almost 10 years old, I think. It's getting close. So I'm proud of her. I just want to say, Mom, you're coming up with the times. I believe in you and Dad. We're going to get you up there.
And I will say, this, that I was worried about getting this laptop, not because of the brand or if it was a bit of trouble laptop, but it was like we were taking on responsibility. Pretty much to be technical support.
Because that's what we are anyway with my dad's Mac. It doesn't matter if neither of us has had a Mac. We're his technical support.
Right.
Every time there's a problem. My mom and dad couldn't get a program to come up. They couldn't understand why. It's because they had dragged the program window to the bottom of the screen to get it out of the way instead of minimizing it. So it was coming up, but they just couldn't realize it.
Right. So
they
would
things
say,
like that.
So they saw it come up, and it would vanish, and it was because it was down in the bottom left-hand corner in the desktop. So we should be getting that laptop here, probably not this Friday, but next Friday. We'll be excited. I'm excited to see the laptop.
Yeah, so we'll tell you all how setting up her laptop goes. I'm going to make her do as much of it herself as possible. We have to get them self-sufficient.
Exactly, I support that very much. So, all you computer geeks out there, know if you're dubbed the computer person or the person that works with computers at work, you know the pain of being technical support for your family and friends.
Yep.
So, on Friday, we followed the Kentucky Humane Society, and they tweeted that they were giving adoption fees 50% off. And you all know that we have a dog, and some of you may know, and some of you may not, but we've also been toying with the idea of getting another dog or cat.
I think that so, if we get another pet, Toby will leave us alone.
So he will leave us alone. But I think maybe she might be planning a thing that he may go away soon or something.
No, Toby's not going to die unless you kill him.
No, I'm not going to kill him.
Okay. But I do want another pet. If anything, just to save another dog. I'm really big into going to a shelter instead of a breeder. I understand why people do go to a breeder, but I'm really big on saving the lives of animals that really need it.
Yes.
So even if I just save another one, it's that one that I save.
Right.
Since we won't be getting a puppy, then it's the dog that we do get will have less of a chance of getting adopted.
Right. So when I saw the tweet, I asked Renee, I said, Renee, let's go get a dog this weekend. And she said, quickly.
What did I say? You know, I don't remember very well.
Jay, do not tempt me because you know that we want a new dog.
Right.
And I want us to be able to go to Utah for Nerdtacular.
That's true, because a dog, it's not a whole lot of money, but the upfront cost is a lot, and it is more money, and it is more work. The work isn't so bad, it's just the money. The boarding of the dog and the vet bills are what is most. So we decided against the new dog right now. I would love to get one, and there are tons of cute ones. But in lieu of me not getting a new dog, I'm going to urge everybody who is thinking about a pet to go to a shelter and look at your options there. A lot of shelters have purebred dogs that you wouldn't ever know. And they're behavior tested, and they've been given medical treatment. So it's not like you're getting a crap dog that no one would ever want.
Right. And like Renee said, sometimes you can look up and you can get a purebred at the Kentucky Humane Society. Well, not just Kentucky Humane Society, but at your local Humane Society. And also, you can use Pet Finder for your area. And basically, you can see all the no-kill shelters, all the different kinds of shelters. Like, there's a Golden Retriever Rescue Shelter that we see a lot that comes to the park, at the dog park where we take Toby. Also, there's a Greyhound Rescue Shelters. There are a lot of those where some of those dogs were racing dogs. And so they won't get put down. They go to a rescue shelter, a no-kill shelter, where people take them in and you can get a Greyhound or a Golden Retriever. So give it a thought. If you're looking for a pet, check those places out.
And to end the weekend wrap-up on a sad note, but with a hopefully positive outlook, as many of you all know, I've been wanting to start getting in shape more. I've been walking for about half an hour every day, you know, at least enough to build up the sweat, and I really wanted to start jogging. But the shoes I was walking in were at least 6 years old. They were busted and still are. So I decided to use the gift cards that were given by my family for Christmas and my birthday to get some new shoes. So we went to the shoe store, did a little bit of research, found some shoes that I thought would be great. But I tried them out a little bit that night and more the next morning when I was walking Toby. And I started walking and the left side of my foot hurt a little bit, so I slowed down a little bit until the pain kind of went away, and then I jogged for a bit, and the pain almost exploded in my left foot. It hurt so bad. I had to turn around limping and go home. So it was only my left foot, so I'm not sure what's going on there. I obviously got the wrong shoe for my foot. Right. So I'm going to probably save up some money and go to a running store because they actually evaluate your feet. They evaluate the way you run.
Yes.
And they can find the best shoe for you. So that's the positive outlook. I'm going to get some shoes and then I can really start to jog because I think that's where I'm going to want to be.
Right.
Is jogging.
And one of the things that our friend and my best, not best lady, but groomswoman, that was in our wedding, Ginger, one of the things she told us, because she's ran marathons and half marathons, she told us, you know, with the local running store here, that you can actually, they work with you. And when you go in, they'll, like Renee has said, they'll evaluate your feet. And that you'll try a shoe, they'll actually let you jog in it around the store.
I'm just afraid they're gonna tell me, I'm sorry, your feet are too jacked up, you're gonna need some extra special shoes that will cost $350.
But if that's the case, babe, we will save up and we will get those
$350 shoes. I don't know about that. I might, you know, do something else, but we'll see.
Well, anyway, we'll see what they say when we go to the store. So if you're looking to run, you know, do your research. Find a local running store that will work with you. You may be able to find a short store that will work with you when you go jogging. And if they don't work out, you'll be able to take those shoes back and exchange them. But up to a certain amount. So
on to one of my favorite segments. We're going to talk about media, which includes movies, games, books, television shows. This is where we spend a lot of our time.
Right.
So the big thing that came out, it was the Batman Arkham City trailer. And both Jay and I have played Batman Arkham Asylum, which we really liked and loved. After we had upgraded our computers and gotten better computers, the game played wonderfully.
Not only better computers, but the wired Xbox 360 controller.
Yes. If you play PC games, I suggest to get the Xbox 360 wired controller. It helps everything.
Yes.
And so the trailer, we'll have a link up in the show notes. The trailer has awesome music behind it with the kind of hip-hop vibe, which we love.
Right.
And we also liked the visual of the trailer. So, what did you think about it, Jay?
I really liked the music. And the song that's used in the video, we thought it was Wu-Tang at one point, and it sounded...
I didn't think it was Wu-Tang.
Well, it sounded very Wu-Tang-ish to
me. Yes, that's what I said. It sounded Wu-Tang-ish.
And we'll take a second, and we're going to play a little bit of the song. Called The Heavy. The name of the song is Short Change Hero, and the song matches the trailer so great. It's just amazing. That, I mean, it has a very funky vibe to it, has a little rock, has a little, you know.
And I was talking to one of my friends, and he doesn't think it's going to be that much different from Arkham Asylum, and even if it isn't, it's still going to be a great game. So that's coming out October 18th, 2011. So look for that if you're into Batman, DC type things.
All right.
So next is we're going to talk about a great game that I spend so much time on my iPhone.
Oh my God, this is like, the best thing next to, it is better than Angry Birds.
Yes, it's better than Angry Birds. Sorry, Daryl, tip giver, but it's better than Angry Birds.
It is Tiny Wings.
Tiny Wings on the iPhone.
Oh my gosh, this game is so fun.
Okay, so it has a bird, and it has tiny wings. And his goal is to get to the furthest island he can before night catches up to him.
Because when night catches up with him, he will fall asleep midair.
It doesn't matter what you're doing, he'll just go right to sleep. So, you're wondering, what's so great about this game? Well, if you just try it, it gets so addicting. At first, it's a little hard. Yes. Because it's opposite from what you're used to. You touch the screen and he folds his wings in.
And he dies faster.
And you let the screen go for him to flap his little tiny wings.
He spreads his wings and he glides.
Right, and you go up and down hills. So your object is to go as fast as you can, and he sounds so cute.
And the music is awesome. The art is very, I wouldn't say cartoony.
It is a little cartoony.
It's cartoony, but it's very distinct in its style.
I think so.
So I think the same guys that did Angry Birds also did the game Tiny Wings. So it's a game that's been put together very well. And just if you have an iPhone device, just go out and grab it, and it will, you know, it's very fun. If you like, for you old school gamers, if you like Excite Bike, you will love this game because it is it's just simply amazing.
And it is 99¢ on the iPhone app store.
All right.
So also there was a deal on Steam. Steam is my downbringing because they always have great deals. There is a game called Darksiders, and it was on sale for $10 on Steam.
Yes. And we heard a lot about this game from our friends from The Final Score, which you hear us talk about a lot. And one of the friends of the show, of Scott, Nicole, Brian, those guys, is Liam O'Brien. Liam O'Brien is a voice actor. He did the voice acting for Illidan in the Burning Crusade for...
Illidan, right.
For World of Warcraft. So he is the main character in Darksiders, and he does the voice for one of the horsemen, of which is War. So this game is amazing. I mean, it plays with the Xbox controller. I played it a little bit. So far, I am enjoying it. And it's almost like a game like God of War, pretty much. But give it a shot. If you catch it on sale, grab it. It's a game that I think you would thoroughly enjoy. It comes with a soundtrack, and also it comes with a comic book, electronic comic book, if you get it off of Steam. So if you see it on sale on Steam, go ahead and grab it.
But I haven't played it, so this was all Jay's thing. I haven't touched it yet. I have too many games to play, but it's on my list, and I will get to it even if I'm 65 and still playing these Steam games, which I probably will be.
Right. So, moving on, we played a little bit of WoW this weekend.
Yes.
And Renee got the Diplomat title.
Yes, which, for those of y'all who don't play WoW, I just got reputation with a faction in World of Warcraft, and I received the Diplomat title. And I also received 40 exalted reputations, so I also got the exalted title, which was good. I like getting achievements. That's become one of the fun things for me, which also includes raiding. But I actually had a lot of fun doing that, and Jay also got a couple reputations with me as well.
Yep, I got a couple reputations up to exalted. And one of the fun things that we ended up doing was on Sunday night, we were both at 9,000 achievement points, and we went out to this area and bought a mount that we could ride. And we bought it at the same time and learned the mount at the same time so that we got it's over 9,000 achievement.
Yeah, and that was pretty fun. That was a secret achievement that one of our friends I'd found out. And so since then, I've been looking forward to 9,000 achievement points.
Right.
So I knew I was going to get it soon with the new expansion and everything in it. So I think it was awesome that happened. So I don't play WoW as much as I used to because of Rift, but I still like it. And it's hard for me not to play.
It's not just Rift. It's also 24 that we're watching, other games that we're playing as well, but if we're playing an MMO, and if we're not raiding, it's more than likely going to be Rift for right now. I think that's taking some of our MMO time up right now. So, the other thing that happened this past week was the announcement of the new Wonder Woman TV show's costume.
It looks horrible. This is my opinion. It, and also we have a link to the show that shares my same opinion. Of course, I chose the one that I, you know, would go along with, because why would I choose a link that didn't agree with me?
That would be silly.
That would be totally silly. So what I think is, it looks like a cheap costume you'd find in a Halloween store.
Yes, it really does.
The gold on her costume is supposed to be real gold, but it looks like some cheap molded plastic. And, I mean, okay look, I like boobs as much as anybody, but they're way too big on her.
I'm telling you, it's not the size of the boobs.
It doesn't matter. It's the way they look.
It's the way they're pushed up and in.
Okay, they look too big. How's that?
Yes.
They look too big. Wonder Woman is not able to do her karate kick with big boobs like that. But
Wonder Woman should be curvy, because Wonder Woman is Amazon.
Totally. But she doesn't have to have humongous boobs.
But who said you can't have big boobs and kick?
I'm just saying.
Chun-Li does it.
Who?
Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Okay, that's Street Fighter. A real person. Okay.
Well, Jackie, what's her name? Cleopatra Jones. Does she have big boobs?
Not as big as this girl does in this costume.
Okay.
But anyway, and she's wearing pants, which is fine. Some people are, no, she's supposed to be wearing a bikini bottom. But no, it's fine.
But the pants make sense. But the things with the pants, though, the pants are so tight. They're extremely tight. They're like, even though she's not wearing a bikini, which I don't care if she wears a bikini or not, those pants are so tight. How is she going to kick with those tight pants?
They're like spandex pants. They stretch.
They look like shiny leather pants is what they look. Leather pants.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's because the costume looks cheap. But I think they're supposed to be stretchy so she can kick somebody in the face.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the costume or when the show comes out. See if it really takes away from the character. But I think once the show comes out and it's on camera, It may not look crappy as much as it does, but for right now, with the shots they put up, it looks crappy, pretty much.
I agree.
So.
On to tech.
Yes.
We like tech. We do tech. This is what we do.
Right.
What have you been up to in the techie world, JJ?
So, one of the things that I've been doing, as last week, I spoke about my Ubuntu laptop. Everything is going awesome with the laptop. So on Friday, really gave it a real good test drive in its usability. The laptop Ubuntu is just amazing. They have come a long way since I installed the software back a few years back. I mean, right now it's a very solid OS. I have my browser, I have my Word docs, I have Twitter on it. It just makes this laptop very, very, very usable, and it's fast. When we had the bloated Vista on there with 1 gig of memory, it really drug. And with the Ubuntu, everything just works great. I have Ubuntu 1 installed on it, which allows me to do, it has a Dropbox functionality where I'm moving files over. I have music moved over. I have the eBooks library that I have moved over to it. And it's just really, really amazing. I'm excited. One of the fun things that I got to do on Saturday night, I believe, as we talked about last week, how much I love Black Panther, I registered to the Marvel.com website and downloaded a bunch of Black Panther wallpapers. So I made a wallpaper slideshow in Ubuntu. In Ubuntu, using XML, and basically it scrolls through all the pictures of Black Panther comic book covers, and it changes like every 5.5 minutes. So that was a little surprise that I gave her.
Which was nice, but this is something that Windows does too.
I know, but it really felt, even though I know Windows does it and it does it easier, it gave me a chance to learn, you know, do a little XML. See how XML worked, because I never worked with XML. It just feels good to be able to do it. myself, and I know sometimes when that happens, issues can come up. So it's just one of those things where I can either make a hamburger that's really great or go buy a hamburger from McDonald's.
And speaking of his hamburger, he does not let me play with this laptop.
No
I have to
way.
Ask.
No way.
I have to ask.
She makes it that way.
I'm talking. I say, Jay, may I play with your laptop? And he says, yes, but don't mess it up.
No, I do not. That is a lie. You know it.
No, he's really good about sharing his creations. And he's really proud of it. And I'm really proud of him for getting it on there, and it's working so great, and I know it's because of him. So he did a good job.
And I'm really not trying to think that she's just saying it for making me feel bad last episode or anything like that.
No, why would I ever do that? Ever.
I know you're not, babe.
So, and as far as my tech news, I actually, at a work, I do software development. And in college, I learned .NET, which is Microsoft's development platform. I got hired to do something else called PIC, which is an antiquated language. It's command lined. It's not that fun, but it's something that I could get a job in at the time. So I was excited to be given the chance to get back into .NET, which means I have to learn it almost all over again, but it's faster. This time, I haven't used .NET in over 3 years for anything, and I kind of kicked myself because I wish I had kept it up more on my own, but since I didn't, I have to go through books and, you know, find out what a constructor is and what inheritance is and polymorphism, but it's going really well, and I'm really excited because that's what I really wanted to do in school, and this will give me more versatility and the ability to move from job to job. Because the worst thing is getting stuck in a job.
Yes.
So I'm happy about that. So
I'm curious about this polymorphism. Is that like a superpower?
It sounds like it, but it's not as fun.
I was sitting here thinking, man, that sounds like a cool superpower to have.
It does, but it's not a superpower. Well, if you ask a .NET developer, I suppose they would say it's the superpower because it's really powerful.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
that sounds like something that I'm gonna have to Wikipedia later or Google so that I can get a little understanding on it, even though I won't be using it in any of my code that I quote unquote write.
So there's an old app that I've had for a while. I just haven't been using, and I was talking to Jay about it. It's called 1Password.
Right.
And he wanted to learn more about it, so he also installed it on his iPhone, and he's doing the 30-day trial on his desktop.
Right, and so basically what 1Password does, it allows you to create encrypted passwords that are stronger so that you won't be able to be hacked easier. And the reason we're looking at this is just a lot of information that we have, you know, we have it on our computers, and we want to make our passwords stronger. And basically what 1Password does, it stores these passwords in an encrypted database on your computer and also on your iPhone. One of the cool things that it does is it allows sync through Dropbox. And with that, we're able to keep our passwords on our phones, our credit card numbers, any papers, PIN numbers, and stuff like that within the software. And when you're in Firefox, Internet Explorer.
I like Internet Explorer too.
Or Chrome, when you go to a web page like your banking website, you can hit a combination key and then put in your master password, and it'll automatically put your password in for you. So let's say if you had a keylogger on your desktop, even though they may get the master password, if your banking software, banking website password is not the same as your master password, which it should not be, you should not have the same password for more than one account. Basically, each account should have a different password. It's just a piece of advice. Some advice that even myself, I need to follow.
So that's just a little bit of internet security. then we'll pass on to you all. Those of you all who haven't tried it, I suggest you try it at least once.
Right. So, moving on to...
Food. Food.
So we're moving on to food. So on Friday, one of the crazy things that we did, was it Friday?
No,
or did we start even earlier?
We started Wednesday.
I did this on Wednesday.
I found a recipe for lasagna cupcakes, but I'm not going to call them lasagna cupcakes because I think it confuses people. I think I'm going to call them lasagna cups because that's what they kind of are. So it's basically lasagna that's made in a muffin tin. And how I never thought of this ingenious idea before, I have no idea. They're amazing. It's basically you use wontons for the pasta instead of using lasagna noodles. And so my first trial, I made 3 layers with the wontons and the meat and the cheeses and the sauce. And they were a little too big. So my second batch, I made 2 layers. And it was perfect. I'm going to have a link in the show notes that, you know, shows you how to do it and has a picture of it. And so, Jay.
And I would say they were amazing. It was just, it's the best part about eating these lasagna cups was when I take my fork and I cut down into it, it doesn't fall apart. And that's one of the annoying things, no matter how much I love lasagna, but when I cut into it and it falls apart and I'm having to go all over the plate and chase noodles and everything like that, where I get to a point where I'm mushing it up with my fork just so that I can enjoy it without having to chase noodles. You don't have to do that with these lasagna cups, and they were spectacular. So give the recipe a try, and it's just simply amazing.
Yep, and I didn't only make amazing food this week, but Jay also made amazing food this week.
Right, on Friday, I decided to make homemade Sloppy Joes.
And I love Sloppy Joes.
We haven't had Sloppy Joes in a very long time. And the last time that I cooked them, I actually used Manwich.
And they weren't bad.
No, they were not bad.
They were standard fare Sloppy
Joes.
They
were standard Manwich Sloppy Joes that we grew up on, but I made... from scratch, Sloppy Joes with my sauce, ketchup, mustard, chopped up peppers, onions, and oh my goodness.
It was so good. The flavor was so rich and so awesome. It was hard for me not to eat more than I was eating.
The thing was that because I know how Renee loves her food and stuff like that, when with the brown sugar that I had to put in when I was making the sauce, I did put a little extra in there because I know she likes it a little extra sweet.
I blame it on my mom. She puts sugar in everything.
Like what?
She puts sugar in green beans.
Green beans.
Okay. When I say sugar, she puts a pinch.
A pinch.
Okay. Green beans, peas, especially spaghetti sauce.
To make it sweet, which I understand spaghetti sauce where it cuts the bitterness from the sauce
down.
It does.
And if you never tried putting sugar in spaghetti sauce, put a pinch. You'll be surprised.
Exactly.
Tuna fish, we put sugar in. So, almost all vegetables, except for spinach. No sugar in spinach. Collard greens, you have to have a little bit of sugar. So,
it cuts down the bitterness.
I blame my mom for that. So,
growing up from the South myself, we didn't get much sugar in
my mom was raised in the South.
But I think she learned that she figured out how to have you guys to eat your vegetables.
No, I love vegetables even without the sugar.
To sweeten them up.
I love spinach, and she never put sugar in spinach.
But that's spinach. Everybody loves spinach.
No, they don't.
Haven't
you ever seen? No, Popeye was created to make kids like spinach.
Exactly, and they did. That's why we like it.
So, those were Jay's homemade Sloppy Joes. We're going to have a link to that later in the week. It is Jay's responsibility to put that up, so...
Right.
If it doesn't go up, blame him.
Why wouldn't I put it up?
I'm just saying. And also for dessert, my dessert recipe I made this week. I've made these before. Peanut butter and jelly cookies. And they are amazing.
Yes, they are very amazing.
They taste like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but much richer and much sweeter. They're
so amazing.
I know, but they didn't turn out as good as previously. I changed the type of margarine I was using, and so that might have made a difference, but they were still pretty good.
Actually, the night that they came out, when she made them that night, They were hard.
The first two sheets were a little crispy on the edges.
They were a little crispy on the edges, but once we put them up, we put them in the bags. So I don't know if it was the jelly in the cookie or if it was from the other cookies, but something softened them up, and they're not hard on the edges anymore, and they're simply great. And they weren't bad when they were crunchy. Don't get me wrong. They were still good.
and this is, I found this recipe a couple of years ago, and I can't imagine not making these every year. They're so wonderful.
And the recipe for that is going to come up after my Sloppy Joe recipe, and Renee is responsible for getting that up. So if it doesn't come up, it is her fault.
Okay, look, I always get my post up. Let's get that straight.
And I get mine up too. So.
Okay, so both of those will be up later in the week.
Yep, so be on the lookout for those. So on Friday, Renee said that she was going to try peanut butter stuffed jalapenos.
Yes.
And I was like, where did you hear about peanut butter stuffed jalapenos? And she told us about our friend Palatinus.
Palatinus, yes, he used to raid with us on WoW, and we talked to him on different areas, and he said peanut butter stuffed jalapenos are amazing because the peanut butter helps to block out the fire from the jalapenos, so it's not as spicy, and the thought wasn't appealing to me straight off, but I told him I would try it, but...
So, this gave us an idea for a part of the show that we're thinking about doing next episode. We're actually going to do a live tasting
of peanut butter stuffed jalapenos.
So
you all get to hear us eating. Isn't that exciting? It's awesome.
And I know a lot of people don't want to hear other people eat on the podcast, but we will be doing a live tasting of the jalapeno peanut butter stuffed jalapeno. So, thank
jalapenos
you.
Jalapenos coming to you.
And also, if anyone has any suggestions of other foods that we can try that are pretty quick and simple to fix, be it, you know, peanut butter covered bananas.
I already know what that tastes like, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I know it's amazing. So, or a tomato sandwich with peanut butter.
That sounds gross.
It does. So
don't suggest that.
Yeah,
don't suggest that one.
Be reasonable in your suggestions. And we reserve the right to say no.
Because I'm not going to try something I know I won't like.
Exactly.
So we're on to our next segment. I added this in because we have some things that don't fit in our little segment. It's called Odds and Ends because we are full of odds and ends.
Yes.
So the story goes that Chi Chi's used to be a Mexican restaurant that was all across the country. They had salmonella in their green onions, and it was such a big scandal they had to close all of their restaurants. I was sad because they have this item called Chi Chi's sweet corn cake, and it was so good.
So rich,
so wonderful that I would get extra when I went there. So, fast forward a couple months, maybe 6 months, and I found it in the store. Everybody rejoiced. Hooray! So, I would go to the store, I would buy it, and it was really quick and easy. Fast forward another year or two, the store no longer carries it. Everybody's sad again. So, for my birthday... I think it was my birthday.
Yes, it was your birthday.
So, Jay knew that I liked it. So, what he did for me, he ordered a whole 12-pack case off of Amazon.
Because I found it.
And everybody was happy again.
Yes.
And life was wonderful. And it is so great. And I make it, even if I'm not making Mexican dishes, I'll still make a side of corn cake. I think I could eat a whole pan, but I actually want to save some for Jay. So
right.
I don't eat a whole pan.
So what we found out was today we needed to order replacement for the corn cakes because we were running out. And Renee went out to go order, and she found out that Amazon has this great service that we never knew about. And it's a subscription service. And basically, you can sign up for the subscription service where we can have corn cakes delivered to us every 3 months and automatically deducted from our banking account.
Right, and you can use this for everything. You can use it for toilet paper, laundry detergent, anything Amazon has, I think you can do on a subscription service.
So this is something that Renee and I are going to go back and look at and see if there's stuff that we may need as far as paper products, as far as food products, dry goods and stuff. It's almost to the point where it's almost like Amway.
It is. And you also, you save money by subscribing. You also save money on shipping. We saved $8 on shipping alone. So it's definitely worth it. And the prices are cheaper than you get in the store. So if you're into getting stuff on a regular basis, you can choose 1 month through 6 months. So right.
And you can change it anytime.
You can cancel it anytime. So try it out. It's pretty cool.
All right, moving on to our next segment of today. That's going to be Podcast of the Week.
And we may not listen to every podcast that's on iTunes, but we're going to feature some of the podcasts we do listen to.
Right.
So,
and this is a podcast from the Frog Pants Network. And it's from a friend of ours that we also met at Nerdtacular. But before we met him at Nerdtacular, we already heard about this podcast, which is simply amazing. And the name of that podcast is Coverville.
Oh, it's so good.
And what is Coverville, babe?
Coverville is a podcast that features covers of songs, plain and simple. And he does it in different formats. He'll have a cover story, which will feature covers from one particular artist. He has a acapella series, which all the covers are acapella,
right,
which is one I listened to, I think, 3 times earlier today. He has a request series, which is just people asking for covers.
Right.
And then he has a indie hodgepodge, which is just a whole bunch of independent people,
artists
yep, who do covers.
And it's amazing that we found a lot of artists, a lot of music that's in our libraries now is because of Coverville. Because, I mean, Pomplamoose is one of the ones that we found out about.
No, I found out about that before.
Oh, really?
But yes, he's right. It's really, really good. And so I suggest you at least give it a try. It has all kinds of music on there. There's rap, and there's rock, and there's country. And it's just a really good overall podcast.
Right. It's a well-done podcast. I know there... Brian is over 700 episodes, and it's just amazing.
So
he puts out a lot of content, and you can find him at www.coverville.com.
And he has a sweet velvet voice. So
yes, he does.
It's good to go to sleep too.
Right.
So we're gonna go on, and we actually received some iTunes reviews.
Yay! Thank you all.
I know, 4 of them, and I am excited about that.
I am too.
So we're going to read these out because we might not ever get any more. So we have to treasure the ones we have.
Right.
And
so
who was the first one that gave us a review?
The first review that we have is from Kimberly Price. She says, it's a great podcast from a lovely couple. She gave us 5 stars. She says, Renee and JJ are a wonderful couple and very entertaining. I enjoyed hearing about their week, food, games, and life. Thanks, guys.
Aw, thanks, Kim. Awesome. You're amazing. And Kim also has a podcast, time for me to plug her, called ladiesofleet.com.
Yes.
And says,
she also has a new podcast out.
Oh, she does.
With Xanar.
What is that one called?
It's called O-Town Radio.
Oh, that's right. You're
and
right.
I actually gave that podcast a listen.
Was it good?
It was pretty good. They talked about The Shadow a little bit. And I remember The Shadow not from me being young and listening to him on radio.
I hope not.
But I do remember hearing about The Shadow, and I did listen to some clips from that era and everything. And they talk about some of the things they did, the voice actors, and how they changed. And they're about 3 shows in.
Okay.
And it's
sweet.
It's if you love old-time radio, check those ladies out. They know their stuff.
And our second review is from Nicholas McKinney, who says, give this a listen, you will love it. What a great start. This podcast is segmented and flows seamless through each one. Renee and Jay love to talk about everything, and that can be heard in the podcast. This is a must to follow and listen to. And he also has a podcast.
He has a few podcasts. 20 Questions.
And what's his other podcast?
The AIE version of 20 Questions.
Oh, okay. So the two separate ones.
Right. And you can follow them. You can find him at blogcreations.com. So Nicholas is a good guy. Still waiting to get on the 20 Questions show, Nick.
Brother. And who's our third one from?
Our third one is from Meliana Stormwind.
I love Meliana.
And Meliana's a good friend of ours as well. He says, these two are adorable. This show appeals to the geek in me as well as the soft love. Actually?
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
The movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I seen Cats.
Yes.
I see what you did there, Melly. You're awesome. Side of me that digs couples who click and just riff and bebop scat all over the place. You guys are gorgeous. Louisville represent.
Woo-hoo.
I wager this show will get amazing as you hit your stride. At Valentine has something for everyone.
I hope so.
Yep.
And yeah, it's awesome. So our last review comes from a guildie of ours named Johnny Gall. And he says, Class Acts. The first time I heard of these two was when they were interviewed on the AIE podcast. And I really enjoyed them talking about what their interests were and them hanging out and having fun together as a couple. This podcast continues doing just that. Absolutely loved the first episode. I hope there's a lot more to come.
We do too.
Me too, Johnny. I hope so. I hope I don't run everybody off.
I have to let you know, Johnny. Every time I see your name, I think of Johnny Gill.
I do. And those of you all who don't know who Johnny Gill is, old school R&B for the win.
He replaced Bobby Brown in New Edition.
Well, Jay, why don't you tell everybody how they can reach us?
All right. You can reach us by email at valentinepodcast@gmail.com. The podcast Twitter feed is twitter.com/@valentineblog. My Twitter feed is twitter.com/thecowboy, CAOBOY. And Renee's Twitter feed is twitter.com/theiceflow.
Yep, that's where you can find me.
And you can also find us on the internet, our blog, at valentine.com.
Right.
Our after music tonight is going to be Solo by Talib Kweli from the South by Southwest album that came out this past week.
I love him.
Yes, so enjoy the music, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
I waved again.
Person, my lips pull purple. What?
I can go so low. I can feel.
feel the gravity that's in the world around me. I can go so low, I can feel the fire burning as the world's around me. And I've been so low, I felt ice cold and I was at the bottom of the sea. I've been so low, yeah. You might dip low, yeah. You know, but you've never been over me.
Witnessing the building of a legacy, so let us just pray, cause the journey that's ahead of us got us facing a task that just might get the best of us. That's why we gotta clash with the titans like Pegasus, no Oedipus. But it's like the beat is my therapist. When I let it in, it get up in the cracks and the crevices of my memories. What kind of treasure are you buried with? You fight when you die, you a soldier or a terrorist. Remember this, there's no one else to blame when you're solo. Establish your fan base local before you take it global. Don't be scared to spend your own dough. You gotta speak up, be vocal. Sometimes you feel so low. Ain't nowhere to go but up. Go with us, we just getting started. Why you slowing up? I know enough to know this was done by the collective we. Even if my name is on the record sleeve, I ain't into gravity. The fuck I'm a celebrity.
I can feel the gravity that's in the world around me. I can go so low.